KFAS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. We're getting an idea of what President Biden's expected to say in tonight's State of the Union address. And ABC's Mary Bruce says what he isn't.
Even though he will not be calling him out by name, Joe Biden will certainly be going after Trump several times, including rejecting what the president will call, quote, an American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Former New York Congressman George Santos, who was recently expelled, says he plans to attend the speech. Former members retain floor privileges. One of the three major fertility clinics in Alabama, which paused IVF treatments, is now resuming the full scope of its services. Last night, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill to protect providers from legal liability after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News. Federal investigators have been looking into an alleged smuggling operation at a Wisconsin prison. Governor Tony Evers' office says nearly a dozen correctional employees have been suspended to date. The latest country to protest agriculture policies, Czech Republic.
Angry farmers in Prague blocking traffic with hundreds of tractors as they rally against government policy designed by bureaucrats who they say know nothing about actually working the land. They demand lower taxes on farmland and they want EU subsidies to be tax exempt. They're also complaining that grain coming from Ukraine is harming their market. Similar scenes have been playing out in many European countries here over the past few months. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Starting this year, college football's early signing period will move up from mid-December to the week before the conference championship games. The Commissioners Association is also considering a third signing period in June. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie, backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in. play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain possible late and lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow with on and off showers and highs in the low 40s. Some showers, maybe even a snow shower into early Saturday, then some clearing and low 40s for the afternoon. Sun in mid-40s Sunday, currently 40 degrees.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number 2. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night here at Nightlight. My guest for a few more minutes is the very funny and talented Mike Mercury. If you can get over to the Island Casino, like now, you can see him very shortly there. He's running a little behind. And tomorrow night, he'll be in Brilliant, Wisconsin with Rocky Laporte, who is also very funny. What is the name of the venue again in Brilliant, Mike?
It's called Round Lake Farms in Brilliant, Wisconsin. You can find them online. I think it's, I don't know. I have it right here probably. That goes to their tickets. TIXR.com is that's selling the tickets. But if you look up Round Lake Farms in Brilliant, it'll come up.
Perfect. That's a great show. Before we move on, and if you want to read Mike's articles, they're very funny. You can go, I would just probably Google Mike Mercury Substack, right? And it should come up.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be easier.
Read this one on Midwest Nights, folks. It's so funny. And before we move on, that was so funny. The guy that told you you need work. Have you tried, we were talking about ordering pizza, Mike. Have you tried the chizza?
No, I don't know. I don't know what. Okay. Now, this is the second thing I've learned from you. Last time I talked to you guys, you were talking about the choco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was.
The choco taco.
Yeah, the choco taco.
The holy grail of fast food dessert. All right.
I'm worried about you guys and your diets all of a sudden.
So here's what it is. It's a piece of fried chicken with pepperoni and cheese, a piece of pizza smashed onto the fried chicken, and it's available, no. I believe, for a limited. Is that still available, Conrad, or where do we decide there?
The chicken parm is still available.
Chicken parm?
That's pretty much what it is.
Conrad just renamed it, which I'm fine with. It sounds more appetizing than the chizza.
The chizza. Where do you get a chizza?
KFC.
Oh, jeepers. Yeah. No,
that's for people that really are trying to put on weight. Like if you're on a high school football team, that'd probably be a great meal.
Yeah. Or if you're trying to have a heart attack by Friday, when you're planning on having a heart attack and need to have it done in a hurry, stock up on chizza and choco tacos,
put them all together even. So Mike, what else do you have? Any other Wisconsin dates coming up you want to talk about?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head. I'm doing a charity event next week, Friday in Wanakee, Wisconsin, March 15th at the Meadows of 6 Mile Creek in Wanakee, Wisconsin. It's nice. Some sort of a charity event. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I don't know what the event is or who it benefits. But if you're in the Dane County, Madison area, yeah, check that show out, Wanakee. That'll be fun.
Outstanding. How much of the stuff on your website is true?
Yeah. So if you've looked at my website, you can tell that it's been wildly neglected for many years.
I think good luck with Y2K was the last thing I saw on there, Mike.
There's that's funny. There is some reference to Y2K in there. I think it's all true for the most part.
That's hilarious.
I think it's all true as far as like some of the shows I've done or people I've met. I mean, I think it's all mostly true. Some of it might be slightly embellished as far as what the, the nature of this, like if I dropped a name and it, it's not like we were playing Madison Square Garden. It was probably me and somebody at some small club on a Tuesday night in the, North Hollywood or something.
That's funny. I noticed you said that you wrote a Christmas play.
Oh, that's true.
When you were 10 years old about Santa being hijacked on an airplane. I was mortified.
That is true. That was like the first, actually, I was going to say the first play. That's the only play I ever wrote, but I swear to God, it was pretty good for, for fifth grade. It was good. And we did it as the school, the class, whatever, they thought it was good. So they presented it as the school play. And I was so into it and so excited about it. That was really, really at 10 years old, that was one of the very first things I had done where I knew what I wanted to do with my life. And so in that regard, I was very fortunate to have, some sense of what I wanted to be doing. Because I've met people who have never, ever come close to having any specific thing in their life. So,
What do you say you've performed for hundreds of thousands, possibly? How many people, seriously, do you think you've performed for over the last 30 some odd years?
I don't know. I mean, it would be hundreds of thousands, but not millions, not like live shows, hundreds of thousands.
I guess it would, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it would be hundreds of thousands for sure. I've probably done 5,000 shows or something like that, or I don't know, something,
Boy.
And some of them would have, several hundred. I've done a handful of shows where there's 1,000, 1,200, 1,500.
That's so crazy. Yeah, that seemed like an exorbitant amount when I read it, but you're right. That's crazy. Does that make you feel good? Like this to realize you've brought that much laughter to that many people and probably a few tears, but mostly laughs.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things I never really think of. And I just, when I was writing that thing, that column, I was like, how many people, how long have I been doing this? Cause I really spend very little time thinking about those types of things. But I mean, for the most part, I had a friend years ago who told me his father was on his deathbed. And he told he like the after his father passed away, he said, "I was telling my dad some of your jokes while he was dying. And I was like, really? And that sort of knocked my socks off because, that's something, when people need to laugh. And even when they know they're not going to be with us much longer. And he was telling them some of my jokes.
That's so great. I'm just picturing him hearing one of your jokes and saying, all right, I'm ready now.
That's right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it, who knows?
No, that's
one
really
of my
cool.
Kind of finished him off, but it was touching to hear. Cause I really don't spend much time thinking about how, if I'm having any effect on anybody or not. I just don't. But when you find out that you do, it's a nice thing. So,
well, you make me laugh, buddy. You're very, and that's not just me being Midwest nice. What do you, Mike, before we let you go, what are you watching? Are you into any TV shows you could recommend?
Well, you know what I just started watching like a week or so ago was, hold on, I got the name of it right here. It's called Masters of the Air on Apple. It's not a comedy. I've been watching a lot of comedies, but Masters of the Air is this World War II story. I believe it. I believe it's Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks are co-producers or something to that effect. And it's about this little band of pilots in the, I think in the early period, or maybe actually must be closer to the end of World War II, who are stationed in England and have to fly these missions across the English Channel. And they are up against it in a big way. And it started off, I was like, oh, this is okay. And it was a little slow. It's got that kid who played the Elvis in the Elvis movie, something Butler.
Austin Butler, I think.
Yeah, Austin Butler. And a bunch of other, and there's some really good people. Anyway, it's sort of, I'm like on episode 7 or 8, and now it's finally really got a grip on me. It's fairly riveting. But it took a few episodes to get there. But and of course, partly is the older I get, the more appreciation I have for history and things like that. So, it's a good watch.
So that's not a documentary. I thought that was a documentary. I don't know much about it. Obviously, it's not if Austin Butler's in it, though.
It's not a doc, but it's based on a book. But I believe the book was fictionalized. I had not read the book, but it's a historical fiction, I guess, is what you would call it.
That's so great. And Austin Butler.
No laughs at all, by the way. It's not funny.
Yeah. Most World War II stuff isn't funny. Unless you're watching 1941 with Belushi. Right. Have you seen Dune 2 by any chance? Austin Butler's in that.
No, I have not. I don't know. I've seen some promos for it, but I haven't seen it.
It's typically not my kind of movie, but I did enjoy it. I watched it with my son, and Austin Butler plays this badass in it, and he's a good actor. Really? He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought he was really good. I guess he was good in Elvis. I didn't see Elvis, but yeah, he plays a guy that Timothy Chalamet fights at the end, and it's like this really cool battle. That guy is like totally on the rise. That's pretty cool.
Well, the problem I have is the only thing I've seen him in was the Elvis thing, and now when I see him in this, he's still. It's like young Elvis. And of course, Elvis was in, he was in World War II, but he was in the service. He's still kind of Elvis-y to me, which is a little hard to, you know, when I'm watching him climb in and he's the pilot of a fighter and it's like, hey, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. He takes the beach at Normandy and then breaks into a song. So that's so great. Mike, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight. It was so great catching up again. Good luck tomorrow night in Brilliant, and tell Rocky we said hello. And I would love to meet Steve Hartman, too, if he's as funny. I've heard his name. He's supposed to be very funny, so we'll have to get him on the show as well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, and thank you, Conrad. Say hi to your mom, Conrad. I believe she listens every night.
She's a rock star. Yeah. She's like the Elvis of civic media. So there you go.
Yeah.
Break a leg. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk soon. All right. So that was Mike Mercury. You can catch him tomorrow night in Brilliant, Wisconsin at Round Lake Farms. And check out his articles on his Substack. Very funny stuff. And Conrad, you got to pass that along to your mom. I think she'd really like to hear that.
Well, she's probably listening.
Is she an Elvis fan?
Actually, my dad is more of an Elvis fan.
I'm talking, of course, about the old quarterback, Elvis Gerbach. You didn't think I meant Elvis Presley, did you?
No, of course not. Why would I think of Elvis Presley?
The other Elvis.
Exactly.
All right. We have more Nightlight coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Those of you who have not switched over to the State of the Union address, it's great to still have you with me. We are still visible on the stream on Facebook and YouTube and various radio stations throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a couple texts here that I neglected to read before we started jawing with Mike from the 920. Jim from Appleton says, well, I am glad to know it's National Flapjack Day. I just had blueberry flapjacks and bacon for supper. It was delicious. Was Jim the one with the honey maple syrup on the...
Yeah.
Wow, that's a...
Maybe he had that on the side as well.
Yeah, the side.
Now that's a good dinner right there.
Wow. He's got to be full. Sleep on your stomach tonight, Jim. And then Steve, Conrad's dad from the 920, says, texting for Conrad's mom, seeing she is driving from our big move out of the Florida Keys to Ocala, Florida. Favorite cereal is honeycombs, seeing they don't get soggy right away with milk. That is true. I loved honeycomb until, like, Lucky Charms came out. Then all bets were off. And then I discovered the joy of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So just a quick reminder, if you want to text us, your text will go to the State of the Union broadcast. So you'll have to get a hold of us on the stream through Facebook or YouTube. We are still here, but the text line belongs to other people right now. So if you want to chime in on the State of the Union, that's the place to go. Otherwise, great to have you with us. Mike Siegel coming up in just a few minutes to talk about, we're going to have a little Simpsons talk. Mike is the one who introduced me to the show, The Simpsons. And I'm very excited to talk to him and give him a Simpsons quiz. And we might even give him our little movie quiz that we came up with. In the meantime, this was a day Ricky Stenicki was released today on Amazon and in theaters. I'll probably go see it in theaters. And Conrad gives it a thumbs up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I'm seeing my thumb right
maybe
now.
Maybe two thumbs.
Two thumbs. Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Who watches The Real Housewives? I swear. The Real Housewives of Toronto, this is the anniversary of that show. It dropped in 2017. I don't know who my only guess as to who watches The Real Housewives are housewives who want to be on TV.
Isn't there like a billion housewives of some town?
Yeah, the second one now, The Real Housewives of Dubai, just launched. The Housewives of Toronto, Orange County, Miami, New York, they're all over the world now. They're international. I don't know, does housewife behavior when you roll a camera differ town to town, country to country? I don't understand why this is such a big franchise.
We need the Real Housewives of Green Bay.
Yes, that's what I said. I'm holding out until they come to Wisconsin. I want to see the Real Housewives of Oconomowoc.
Or Housewives Green Bay. Or Kewaskum,
sure, Marinette. Let's throw our hometowns in there. Absolutely, we don't discriminate. So let's do some comedy here before we bring Mike in. It's Wanda Sykes' birthday today. Wanda's a very funny comedian. She turns, I want to say, 60 today. Yes, 60, and we have a clip of her stand-up. She's so funny. Here is Wanda Sykes.
I remember having a crush on my brother's girlfriend's sister. She was an older girl. And I remember telling her, you know, I said, you know, I wish I were a boy and then you could be my girlfriend. Yeah. Cute, right? That shut me down. Oh, my God. She crushed me. She was like, you don't say that. That's disgusting. That's nasty. You're nasty. You don't like girls. You like boys. You don't like girls. You like boys. And I was like, okay, you know. I said, I guess I'll put this in a box. Deal with it when I can afford therapy. I guess bring on the dick. And even then, it took me a long time. Like, I was a virgin until I was a junior in college. Yeah. And even then, I was just like, let me just get this over with. And I found the shortest guy with the littlest hands I could find. Teeny hands. Because I was like, you know, I ain't trying to have a whole meal.
That's Wanda Sykes on her happy 60th birthday. We should probably, Mike was talking about, he asked the listeners to give him likes. We don't ever do that, Conrad.
Yeah.
We should ask people, you know, we got people watching on the stream and on mm-hmm. YouTube. Give us a like if you think about it, or if you're on Facebook. We're not opposed to that. We need to be better advocates for our for social media. I'm trying to be more of a social media guy. I think I'm getting a little better, but yeah, give us a like on Facebook or Twitter. Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, yeah. The WGBW Twitter, Twix.
WGBW Twitter.
Twitter, okay. Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, the best thing to do is probably just to go to the Facebook.
Page. Also streaming on Civic Media YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And here are some texts I did not see earlier. Stacy Sue says, "Good evening, good evening, Stacy Sue. I hope you're still listening and watching on the stream." Amanda Nimmer, dare you to play one song other than Chopsticks on the piano. That sounds like a challenge.
I think you got it.
I think I could do that. This piano, darn the luck, though, it's under the weather. I've got the mechanics coming out to look at it soon, Amanda. Otherwise, I would. But thank you for playing along. And Amanda puts our Facebook post together, does such a great job. And thank you for doing that, Amanda. And then Stacy Sue says Frosted Flakes are her favorite cereal. So Frosted Flakes, I'm surprised we haven't heard that yet. That's a big one. So great text as always. I saw this. There's a new movie coming out called Merv, starring Zooey Deschanel. And it's about a dog who gets depressed because the owners split up. It's a rom-com, as you might have guessed. So the owners take the dog on a trip to Florida to cheer the dog up. All right. I'm not a pet owner. But if people lost their minds, I don't get this. I know dogs can get depressed, and I love dogs. I don't have one, but I've had dogs in my life. Love dogs. But are we officially out of ideas for movies? Does the dog feel guilty like he's the one that broke them up? I don't get it. But that's a new movie. That will be coming out probably within a year. And we've touched on everything. When we come back, Mike Siegel will be here. Mike was the host of If Walls Could Talk, Movie Break, and What You Get for the Money. Great home shows. He's also the one who turned me on to The Simpsons. Love me some Simpsons. And we're going to give Mike a movie quiz, too. The rest of the world is talking about politics tonight. That's important. I love politics, too. But even more than that, I love talking about TV and movies and making listeners laugh. That's what it's all about, right, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You can't fake enthusiasm like Conrad just. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, there we go. All right, coming up next, Mike Siegel on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get away, gotta get away. I don't know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. We're getting an idea of what President Biden's expected to say in tonight's State of the Union address And ABC's Mary Bruce says what he isn't.
Even though he will not be calling him out by name, Joe Biden will certainly be going after Trump several times, including rejecting what the president will call, quote, an American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Former New York Congressman George Santos, who was recently expelled, says he plans to attend the speech. Former members retain floor privileges. One of the three major fertility clinics in Alabama, which paused IVF treatments, is now resuming the full scope of its services. Last night, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill to protect providers from legal liability after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets. And we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain possible late and lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow with on and off showers and highs in the low 40s. Some showers, maybe even a snow shower into early Saturday, then some clearing and low 40s for the afternoon. Sun in mid 40s Sunday.
It's 39 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no, good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Those of you still with us on the stream, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Tomorrow night on the show, we talk Green Bay film with Nick and Caitlin. They were a lot of fun the last time they were on the show. They've got more screenings coming up this weekend. We'll discuss that. And Terry Barr, as we've gotten into the habit of having her on Friday nights to talk about Who She Has live in the studio for Max Inc. Such a fun show. All right, I'm really excited because those of you who still watch The Simpsons, it's like maybe the greatest show that's ever, it's like in its 35th year. It's insane. Still funny. In my opinion, not, you know, every show has its like first anywhere from 3 to 7 seasons that are just great. And that certainly was the case with The Simpsons, but it's still a good show. If you watch it, I tune in periodically. They still bring it. And it's a national treasure. And here to discuss The Simpsons with me is Color Television's own Mike Siegel. Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, Petey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear you too. If you're going to do those people with the Green Bay film, are they going to mention the performance of the guy who played Driver in The Godfather of Green Bay? Is that on tap tomorrow night? Is that what
you know, I'll certainly bring it up, Mike. They run a film festival, and since that title is about 20 years old, it probably won't come up. But if you want me to shoehorn it into the conversation, I'm happy
every
to do that
minutes,
on your behalf.
Every 5 minutes, I want you to shoehorn it in.
Done and done. Mike, you're a very financially responsible, fiscally responsible person, I would say. You've been kind of an Yeah, you are. You've been kind of an inspiration for me. And I have to ask you, what on earth, why does your credit get dinged when they do a credit check? Can you tell me that?
I think it's just a matter of like, you know, the banks and everything else are running. I think it looks bad if more people are asking about your credit. I don't know why. I think if the more credit cards people apply for, maybe it looks like you can't get a credit card or something. I don't know why. That seems more like a Chip Chinnery Chips Money Tips question for that.
I did.
I do know that's the case. What did he say?
He didn't really know either, but I feel like I'm helping my son buy a car, you know, and they always say, well, your credit's going to get dinged. It's like, why? My credit's not bad. I'm trying to get a loan. Why are you penalizing me for checking my credit? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, I get if you don't pay your bills or if you claim bankruptcy or whatever, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Why it would go down just because they checked?
Oh, just check the you checked or the company checked or like
no. When a company runs a credit check on you to check your credit, you get dinged and your credit goes down a couple points. And I don't understand how that's fair. Or why it happens. And I'm just asking the question because this has been something I've dealt with this week.
Maybe it sends red flags that the more people that are calling about your credit, that maybe you can't get it or you're a risk or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
they should do a little
more. I know we get a free credit report, you know, by law every year. You can check your credit for free on annualcreditreport.com, I think it is.
Okay. All right, buddy, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, good. And let me know, please.
I will. So I made a joke.
Thank you for considering me fiscally responsible. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are. You're a well-rounded individual for sure. So earlier in the week, I hurt my back, Mike, over the weekend. And I said on the air.
Oh, sorry to hear.
Yeah, it happens sometimes, you know, you get to be our age. And I said on the air, I said I spent the whole weekend walking like James Caan. And I don't know, do you understand that reference? Or does that put a visual in your head?
It kind of does. He was like,
yeah,
ramrod. It was like stiff and kind of ramrod straight, but chest kind of out always. Was that, yes, were you doing that?
I was kind of leaning.
He wasn't a hunched over guy.
Right. His shoulders were kind of back, and that's how I had to walk. I had to stick my trunk out.
Yeah.
And my shoulders were kind of back, and I felt like I should put on a tank top and have like a little bit of hair on my back, and I could have pulled off the James Caan thing.
So, yeah. You know what he found good for that? Sitting in the Playboy hot tub in the grotto.
I don't have access to that, Mike. What do I just take a hot shower? That help?
That seemed to work for old Jimmy Caan. That and a little rollerball.
Okay. Oh, rollerball. Nice reference. Then this is why Big Brother is watching us, because I'm talking to Mike and I just asked him about credit, Mike, and I get an email saying check your credit score. How weird is that?
You're kidding.
No.
That's creepy.
Very creepy. And I can't even check it because it'll go down if I do. So, all right. So, Mike, I've been crediting you with turning me on to The Simpsons years ago. I think we were doing stand-up and we were driving through Marinette, which is where my parents live, and we stayed overnight there. And you had a VHS of some Simpsons episodes, and you played the monorail episode.
Oh, and that was my classic.
Yeah. And that was my first exposure to The Simpsons. And I always feel a debt of gratitude for that. So,
I'm glad it's like I turned you on to heroin.
Yeah. A little, not quite as dangerous, but, I can see that. They were very addicting. I remember watching Simpsons every night, four or five episodes when I first discovered it. So you're probably accurate about that.
Yeah, I got way into it, and then somebody gave me, I think it was in a gift bag. I don't think it was a gift. It was maybe in a swag bag or something, but I got the DVDs of the entire, I think it's season 4, which is an amazing season. It's like the monorail episode is on that. Camp Krusty is on that when they take over the summer camp, like Lord of the Rings. It becomes, or Lord of the Flies, I mean. And don't be the boy.
Homer, having Bart out of Homer's life, he and Marge eat right. They lose weight. They're doing yoga. And Homer feels better than ever because Bart is not around. Then he sees on TV that the Camp Krusty has been taken hostage when they were trying to talk to their leader. And Homer says, don't be the boy. And of course it's Bart, and his stomach immediately starts protruding again. And he loses what little hair he had grown back. That's so great.
Are you up? It was like Mr. Plow was in that year too. I mean,
that's a great one too.
It might be one of the best years. So, I mean, and I didn't, you know, doing so many house cleanings and stuff and kind of like clearing shelves in the last few years, I couldn't part with that season. And I don't even know if I have a DVD player anymore.
Right. Are you, you feel like you could crush a Simpsons quiz?
Well, it depends. I know you were talking about how it's like, was it 34 years, 35 years?
Yeah.
It's been
on. These are all from the heyday, these quotes.
Okay, good. Because I, to be honest with you, I haven't kept up in the last 10 years or so. I've not.
Right.
I don't have regular TV anymore either. So it's just like once I cut the cord, I really lost a lot of Simpsons episodes. I know they're on, I think, is it Hulu now or Disney? One of those.
I think Disney, yeah. And I, you know, it just kind of pisses me off because I cut the cord in 2013, maybe, and I was saving a ton of money. And all of a sudden now all these apps I'm paying like $4,000 a month, and they're putting commercials on them again. So it's like, what's the point?
I know. It's like, it's not bad unless you want to see live sports. If you want to see live sports, you're going to pay. And they know it.
Correct.
I mean, so that's the one time I wish I wasn't a sports fan.
Yeah. At least you can stream the sports now too, though, on most of this, the apps. But, all right.
Legally,
so here's what we're going to do. What's that?
Legally, of course, you're saying, Pete.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Legally,
I would never.
Stream.
Yeah. The word pirate is not in my vocabulary, even though I just used it. All right. Conrad, are you ready with the bell, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, get ready. I think Mike's going to do, I don't know if you know Andrew Genzer, Mike. He was a fellow writer on Sports Soup on the show I worked on years ago. But he struggled a little bit, but I think you'll do okay because I think you and I are on the same level with these quotes. So here, I'm going to read them, and you guess the character who said it, okay?
All right.
Okay. That is a great disservice to my country and my God, but okay.
That's got to be a poo.
Yes, that is correct.
A poo in the Hasabiba. A poo in the Hasabiba
Petalon.
Yeah.
The character is no longer on The Simpsons.
Isn't that wild? I used to love that when he was secretly a genius and he was valedictorian of his class of 1 million back in India.
1 million. He owns the Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He graduated first in his class of 1 million. Typical India.
Okay, here's another one. Come on, Homer. After work, we're stopping at Moe's for a Zima.
Oh, was that got to be either Lenny or Carl?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those two.
Correct. 2 for 2, buddy. This is impressive. Out of the gate. Okay. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
Oh, that's got to be Principal Skinner.
Correct.
Yeah. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
That's when Bart is part of the gangsters. He's serving them drinks like in Goodfellas. And the mob shows up at the school. And Prince keeps... How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitors?
He makes the perfect... Bart makes the perfect Manhattan.
That's what it was. The perfect Manhattan, yeah. All right. Here's another one. Boy, mom sure will be happy you won $50.
Hmm. I'm sure we'll be happy you won this. Is that Bart?
No, it was followed by Homer saying, "You'd think that, wouldn't you?" Because he was betting on football with Lisa.
Lisa, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
I remember. Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah, exactly. She has a great betting, the probabilities and all that. Okay, so. Here's another one. I think you'll get this one, Mike. That's it. This family has held me back long enough. I'm going to clown college.
It's got to be Homer.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I'm going to clown college.
And then Bart said, I don't think any of us expected him to say that. All right, here's one. This one's a little tougher, Mike. You're 4 for 5, okay. By the way. Very impressive.
Okay, good.
Okay, it takes place in a store. $15. That's a good price for 12 pounds of nutmeg.
Is that Marge?
That's Marge. That's correct.
Yeah.
Conrad wailing on that bell. Well done, young man. All right, here's a this is not a quote, this is more of a trivia question.
Okay.
What Simpsons character's family makes nachos using cucumbers with cottage cheese?
Oh, that's got to be a Ned Flanders. That's a Flanders.
That's right? A total Ned Flanders, correct.
Oakley, right,
Oakley. Yeah, Oakley. You have 6 of 7 so far. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
We got about like 30 seconds.
All right, one more.
All right.
Let's just do this. We'll pause. Mike's going to regroup. This is like Jeopardy. Take a deep breath, Mike. When we come back, okay. Mike is going to go for the prize. More Simpsons trivia next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening. listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. The last few minutes of Nightlight. Joining us to help me close the show tonight is my good friend Mike Siegel, TV host, stand-up comedian, and Simpsons quiz crusher. 6 of 7 so far, Mike. Very impressive.
Oh, I'm feeling good, Pete. Feeling good.
Okay. All right. Let's keep this going. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here? All right. All things are about Jesus, Homer, except this.
that's Reverend Lovejoy.
Yes! Very well done, Mike. All right. this is one of my favorite Simpsons lines of all time. If I've learned thing in life, I've learned that life is one crushing defeat after another until finally you just wish Flanders was dead.
That's got to be Homer.
That's Homer. Correct. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Mike, you're grooving, man. Okay. This is a line. I'll give you a hint. It was said into the phone. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
That's Homer.
Correct. All right. Let's go for a couple more obscure ones here.
All right. Good.
See how you do. You might remember me from such telethons as Out with Gout 88 and Let's Save Tony Orlando's House.
I'm Troy McClure.
Correct.
Can I give you my favorite Troy McClure line?
Absolutely.
He goes, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such self-help films as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid.
Troy, let's say this circle is you. My God, it's like you've known me all my life. All right, so here's another one. After watching a driving instructional video that involved a horrible death, this character said, that's funny because I don't know him.
that's Homer, isn't it?
That is correct. Homer Simpson, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't know him.
And I think Troy McClure hosted that one, too. Might remember me from such driver's ed films as Tonight We Drink, Tomorrow We Die, and Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass.
Oh, that's so great. I wish I would have found that one. All right, here's two more. We got two more. You are 10 of 11, Mike. Conrad, okay. Get the bell ready.
It's ready.
Is the bell ready? Okay. It's very important. Here we go. Try up yours, Krabapple.
Is that up yours, Krabapple? Is that the Milhouse?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man. All right. Last one.
Up yours, Krabappel.
Up yours, Krabappel. And then he says, oh, I probably should have waited till the end of the day to say that because it was the last day of school.
All right, last day of school.
All right, here's the final one. Mike is 11 of 12. trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Oh, that's a boy. That's a tough one.
It's not really.
Is that it's either, I would say it's either Principal Skinner or Homer.
Trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Marge?
No, that's Milhouse. Damn. As well.
That is Milhouse? Yeah. Shoot.
That's 10 of 12, though, Mike. That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very impressed.
I remember. That's a great line by Milhouse, though.
Oh, it's a great line. And just you picture Milhouse's parents of all parents to walk in on.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Remember the one where Bart sold Milhouse's soul?
Right.
And Bart is freaking out because everything is going wrong in his life. So he tries to get his soul back. He goes to Milhouse's place where they're staying. And Milhouse's dad, it's like 3 in the morning. He goes, Milhouse, give him his soul back. I've got work in the morning.
Before we leave, can I give you my favorite, one of my favorite lines ever?
Of course.
And I got it from the horse's mouth because I was, for my old TBS show, I interviewed Hank Azaria.
Oh, very nice.
I think he was, because he was Gargamel in that Smurfs movie. And I think we were doing the junket for that.
Okay.
So I was like, there's no way I'm not going to let him out of there without asking him some Simpsons, you know, talking about it for a little bit. And I go, I know he must be getting bothered. I wasn't going to ask him to do a voice or anything like that. But I, you know, he's the voice of Mo, the bartender.
Yeah.
of one of the many he does. But I had just seen like the previous week, this episode where, I don't know if you remember it. I can't remember the premise, but anyway, the adults are arguing and Lisa goes, why? I wish everybody could just get along. And then Moo goes, he goes, yeah, well, if wishes were horses, I'd be eating wish meat every night.
Oh, God. You know, I did look for Mo quotes, and then I couldn't find him. Mo is one of my favorite characters. I had...
you're Jeff, great.
Yeah, I had Jeff Cesario on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about being on the Larry Sanders Show and Hank. And I said I was at a urinal next to Hank at Century City once, and it took everything in my power not to say, hey, now. And he said he actually probably would have loved it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Me taking a whiz next to Jeffrey Tambor, Mike. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. That was, you crushed it, man. 10 of 12. If we had prizes, I'd give you one. That was really fun, though. Thank you,
man. It was fun.
You got it. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night. That's Mike Siegel from Color Television. I'd like to thank Mike Mercury as well and all your texts and calls. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. So much fun. We'll be back tomorrow night with talking Green Bay film, and Terry Barr will be here. I'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, it's John Mino on Friday Show. Eric Rathsack joins us for some live music after 8. Mino and the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.